Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Aristotle. In particular, we'll discuss the Poetics by Aristotle. Now let me first begin with an important quotation by Aristotle. Quote, "The aim of art is to represent not the outward appearance of things, but their inward significance." Unquote. Okay? The aim of art is to represent not the outward appearance of things, but their inward significance. So basically this quotation reflects Aristotle's view that art's true purpose is to capture the deeper meaning and essence of its subject rather than just replicating its external form. Okay? So who was Aristotle? Now Aristotle doesn't require any introduction, but just as a memory recap, he was a Greek philosopher and one of the greatest intellectual figures in entire Western philosophy and entire Western history. Okay? His dates are from 384 BC to 322 BC. Now of course BC is called BCE. Okay? And let me also tell you that the teacher of Aristotle was Plato, okay? And the pupil or the disciple of Aristotle was Alexander the Great. And who was the teacher of Plato? It was Socrates. So from Socrates to Plato to Aristotle and then finally to Alexander the Great. So these are some big names in history and all of them teacher-pupil. Now in this lecture we'll focus more on the ideas of Aristotle with respect to literary criticism. And in particular, as I said, we'll focus on the Poetics. So what is the Poetics? The Poetics expresses the opinions of Aristotle with respect to art. Along with this, in this work Aristotle also refutes many of the arguments of Plato, because if you remember, Plato in the work The Republic says that from an ideal republic, poets and artists should be banished. They should be banned. But here we have Aristotle defending poetry by highlighting how poetry or art is useful. Along with this, he also talks about his theory of tragedy. He gives the definition of tragedy. He tells us what are the components of tragedy, the six elements of tragedy. But let's discuss this one by one. Now, as I said, Aristotle's Poetics is a kind of defense of poetry. Aristotle, in this work, would go on to argue that poets serve an important purpose in an ideal republic. Rather than being useless, they, on the contrary, serve an important purpose in an ideal republic. Then he says how exactly it happens. That is due to catharsis or the cathartic effect of poetry. In particular, epic poetry and tragedy. So there is the purgation of the emotions of fear and pity. And this is why poetry is useful. Now, if you remember, in the Republic, Plato said that what poets write about is twice removed from reality. That is why poets tend to give a misleading picture. But here in the Poetics, Aristotle says that the tragic poet is not so much divinely inspired as he is motivated by a universal human need to imitate. And what he imitates is not something like a bed, because you know Plato gives the example of a bed. So what he imitates is not something like a bed, but a noble action. So this is what Aristotle says, that poets are not divinely inspired, but just inspired by a universal human need to imitate. And let me quote this line. This is a very famous line from the Poetics. Quote, "The objects of imitation represent men either as better than in real life or as worse or as they are." Unquote. The objects of imitation represent men either as better than in real life or as worse or as they are. So what Aristotle is trying to say that the object of imitation is not some kind of divine idea. It is something that poets try to represent as they see in real life. It may be something better than real life, something worse than real life, or something as in real life. And he further argues that imitation is a human instinct. Human need hai ye. And what is the need? The need is that it has a cathartic effect. Art is evocative and it has a cathartic effect. It leads to the catharsis of the emotions of fear and pity. Now another point you should keep in mind is that the views expressed in the Poetics by Aristotle indicate that he did not agree with the idea of art for art's sake. Later on in literature we read about art for art's sake. So they can ask you in the exam, does Aristotle or do the views of Aristotle agree with art for art's sake? The answer is no. Aristotle, on the contrary, believed that be it poetry, literature, drama, anything had a moral and educational purpose. And keep in mind that Aristotle's perspective as expressed in the Poetics is more aligned with the idea that art should serve a higher purpose. higher purpose beyond mere aesthetic pleasure. ठीक है, so art for art's sake से total disagreement है इनका. Now after that, Aristotle talks about different kinds of poetry. So this includes tragedy, epic poetry, dithyrambic poetry, and then comedy. ठीक है, comedy he says is the lowest form of poetry. ठीक है, comedy is the lowest form of poetry. And tragedy is the best form or the highest form of poetry. Now, after that, he comes to epic poetry. And along with this, he also talks about dithyrambic poetry. Now, do make sure that you know about dithyrambic poetry. So, they can ask you in the exam, what is dithyrambic poetry as described by Aristotle? So, as a definition, dithyrambic poetry, look on your screen, dithyrambic poetry is an ancient form of Greek poetry. Okay? And this was performed in the honor of a god called Dionysus. ठीक है, डायोनीसस हु वॉज द गॉड ऑफ वाइन एंड थिएटर. दिस काइंड ऑफ पोएट्री वॉज परफॉर्म्ड इन ऑनर ऑफ दैट गॉड. ठीक है, एंड दिस काइंड ऑफ पोएट्री इज कैरेक्टराइज्ड बाय इट्स वाइल्ड एंथुजियास्टिक एंड ऑफन इररेगुलर स्टाइल. ठीक है, एंड ऑल्सो कीप इन माइंड दैट दीज पोएम्स वर टिपिकली चैंटेड. ठीक है, चैंटेड एंड अकॉम्पनीड बाय म्यूजिक एंड डांस. सो इट यूज टू क्रिएट अ वेरी इम्पैशन्ड एंड फ्रेंजीड एटमोस्फियर. ठीक है, सो दिस इज व्हाट डिथिरैम्बिक पोएट्री इज. नाउ आफ्टर दिस एरिस्टोटल गिव्स हिज प्रिस्क्रिप्शंस फॉर ट्रेजेडी. ठीक है, एंड दिस इंक्लूड्स हिज फेमस डेफिनेशन ऑफ ट्रेजेडी एंड देन ऑल्सो ही मेंशंस द इम्पॉर्टेंट कंपोनेंट्स ऑफ ट्रेजेडी सच एज प्लॉट. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू यू शुड नो द डेफिनेशन दैट वॉज गिवन बाय एरिस्टोटल. ठीक है, उसके बाद आपको पता होना चाहिए द सिक्स की एलिमेंट्स दैट कॉन्स्टिट्यूट अ ट्रेजेडी. व्हाट आर दे? प्लॉट. ठीक है, कैरेक्टर. आफ्टर दैट थॉट. ठीक है, थॉट. आफ्टरवर्ड्स डिक्शन. देन वी हैव सॉन्ग. ठीक है, SONG सॉन्ग. एंड देन फाइनली द सिक्स्थ वन इज स्पेक्टिकल. ठीक है, तो ये छह एलिमेंट्स हैं आउट ऑफ विच प्लॉट इज द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट वन. ठीक है, एंड इन द एग्जाम दे कैन ऑल्सो आस्क यू व्हाट इज द सेकेंड मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट एलिमेंट ऑफ ट्रेजेडी. इट इज कैरेक्टर. ठीक है, फर्स्ट कम्स प्लॉट देन कैरेक्टर. नाउ आफ्टर दैट फ्यू मोर थिंग्स यू शुड नो अबाउट ट्रेजेडी. ठीक है, फ्यू वर्ड्स यू शुड नो अबाउट. यू शुड नो द मीनिंग. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ कैथारसिस? आई टोल्ड यू that it is the purgation of emotions. उसके बाद hubris क्या होता है? HUBRIS. Hubris is basically pride or arrogance or excessive self-confidence. ठीक है, after that nemesis. 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 Now nemesis basically represents divine retribution or punishment for the hero or the protagonist because of the hubris that hero had. ठीक है, or because of some other transgression that he or she made. ठीक है, that is what nemesis is. NEMESIS. Afterwards, there are few more words. ठीक है, one is called hemartia. Hemartia is nothing but tragic flaw. What is peripeteia? Peripeteia or peripeteia? Just get the spelling right. ठीक है, pronunciation doesn't matter in a objective type exam. What matters is getting the spelling right. So, what is the meaning of peripeteia? It is just reversal of fortune. ठीक है, उसे कहते हैं peripeteia. उसके बाद anagnorisis. ये क्या होता है? Anagnorisis just refers to the recognition or discovery. ठीक है, recognition or discovery. Or when the protagonist realizes the truth about their situation. Afterwards, denouement. ठीक है, denouement क्या होता है? It refers to the conclusion. Conclusion after the climax of a narrative. So, in such a time or at this point, complexities of the plot are unraveled. ठीक है, the conflict is finally resolved through some way. That is what denouement is. Now, after this, let's also see some similarities and differences between the opinions of Plato and Aristotle. Now, we know what differences there are. Okay, we just discussed them. The basic difference is Plato banishes poets, whereas Aristotle says that poets are useful. ठीक है, सिमिलैरिटी क्या है दोनों के ओपिनियंस में? वन इज ऑन द क्वेश्चन ऑफ द फंक्शन ऑफ पोएट्री. ठीक है, बोथ प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल अग्री दैट पोएट्री शुड सर्व द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ सोसाइटी और द आइडियल रिपब्लिक. ठीक है, दिस इज वेयर देयर इज अग्रीमेंट. सो दिस मीन्स दैट बोथ ऑफ देम आर अगेंस्ट द नोशन ऑफ आर्ट फॉर आर्ट सेक. ठीक है, जो मैंने आपको पहले बताया. बट इवन प्लेटो इज अगेंस्ट आर्ट फॉर आर्ट सेक. नाउ आर्ट फॉर आर्ट सेक मे बी एक्सेप्टेबल फॉर अस इन द मॉडर्न टाइम्स बट नॉट फॉर प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल. देन बोथ प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल अग्री दैट पोएट्री इज इमिटेटिव इन नेचर. ठीक है, दैट इट इज इमिटेटिव इन नेचर एंड दैट बोथ ऑफ देम ऑल्सो होल्ड फिलोसफर्स इन हाई रिगार्ड. ठीक है, बोथ ऑफ देम से दैट फिलोसफर्स आर हाईली लर्नड पीपल. ठीक है, सो फिलोसफर्स आर कंसिडर्ड बेटर देन पोएट्स एंड नॉट जस्ट पोएट्स बट हायर देन ऑल अदर प्रोफेशंस. ठीक है, सो दैट इज द रिस्पेक्ट दैट बोथ प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल गिव टू फिलोसफर्स. सो दीज आर द सिमिलैरिटीज और अग्रीमेंट्स विच प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल हैव. ठीक है. नाउ इन दी एग्जाम दे कैन ऑल्सो फ्रेम अ क्वेश्चन ऑन दिस, ठीक है, इसीलिए मैं बता रहा हूं आपको. दे कैन गिव यू अ लिस्ट ऑफ स्टेटमेंट्स एंड दे कैन से विच ऑफ दीज इज अ स्टेटमेंट ऑन विच प्लेटो एंड एरिस्टोटल अग्री और डिसअग्री. ठीक है, सो फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू जस्ट रिमेंबर दैट पोएटिक्स इज अ काइंड ऑफ रेफ्यूटेशन ऑफ मेनी ऑफ द ओपिनियंस ऑफ प्लेटो विद रिस्पेक्ट टू पोएट्स एंड द फंक्शन ऑफ पोएट्री and the usefulness of poetry in an ideal republic. Afterwards, Aristotle also provides the definition of tragedy. What are the key elements of tragedy? What is the most important element? That is plot. Afterwards, along with tragedy, he also talks about other forms of poetry, such as dithyrambic poetry, comedy, epic, theek hai? So from an exam point of view, you should be aware of all of these key points, theek hai?